91X News.
It's 4 degrees and raining. Good afternoon. I'm Katrina Genovese with 91X News. April showers bring May flowers, but it's a mixed bag of weather across Ontario with snow, freezing rain, ice pellets, and heavy rain across the province. But there's hope. The storm system is expected to make its way out by the end of the day. Here in Belleville, Quinte Conservation Water Resources Manager Brian Keane says forecasts show more rain is on the way, with up to 50 millimeters expected on Friday. Keane released a special weather statement yesterday, advising parents and guardians to keep children away from the water. Prince Edward County OPP launched an investigation on April 8th into suspected child pornography activity. The investigation revealed the sexual assault of a young girl happened between 2007 and 2009. Investigators seized and searched the computer hard drive, laptop, CDs, and several USB drives of a male suspect and confirmed the information. Yesterday, 41-year-old Keith Ashley Tuttle of Halliwell was arrested and held for a bail hearing in Belleville Tuesday. Police say Tuttle faces 5 sex-related charges, including making child pornography, possessing child pornography, and a sexual assault in relation to a young victim identified by police in the photos. Belleville police are seeking help from the public after a male allegedly exposed himself to a 13-year-old girl yesterday. The incident occurred on a footpath that connects Gilbert and Lemoyne streets. The male is described as being white, approximately 5'7 in height, with dark hair, big lips, clean-shaven, and heavy-set. At the time, the male was wearing a black hat, black jacket, and black sweatpants. Prince Edward Hastings candidates are taking part in their second debate of the week tonight at Loyalist College. On Monday, coalition was the hot topic. Liberal candidate Peter Tinsley says politicians aren't able to reach a compromise.
The only difference between a coalition and a minority government which is able to function on the basis of compromise is some degree of structural coordination or integration. We don't seem to be able to achieve compromise, or when I say we, I disassociate myself from that. It's clearly Mr. Harper.
Northumberland Quinte West candidates will be debating in Bloomfield next Tuesday. Both meetings start at 7 o'clock. It was 1 year ago today that the Deepwater Horizon oil rig went up in flames. In the course of 85 days, 780 million liters of oil gushed into the Gulf of Mexico. Coastal businesses continue to suffer from the disaster's aftermath. Louisiana Fishing Lodge owner Ryan Lambert is pushing for legislation to authorize payments for businesses like his.
This is going to be specifically penalties on this oil spill to BP. It's the Clean Water Act. They have, for every barrel they spill into the water, they have to pay an amount of money. And if they're found gross negligence, they have to pay 4 times that amount of money.
U.S. President Barack Obama says significant progress has been made, but the work isn't yet done. Obama is renewing his pledge to hold BP and other parties fully accountable. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Mike Wobshaw with sports.
The Wellington Dukes captured their first victory at the Dudley Hewitt Cup on Tuesday. The Dukes played a strong game and defeated the Wisconsin Wilderness 7-2. Coach Marty Abrams says the Olympic-sized ice pad hasn't been an issue for his team.
We've been fortunate, and maybe it's an omen, I don't know what it is, but our first playing against Villanova and Upper Canada in the playoffs and Oakville have all been on Olympic-sized ice surfaces. So when we found out that this rink was an Olympic size, we thought, hey, this must be some sort of omen, and it's been good luck for us. We haven't lost yet on the big ice.
The team will be back on the ice on Wednesday as they play the Northern Ontario champs, the Sioux Eagles, at 2 o'clock. A day after the Calder finalists were announced, the NHL has announced the finalists for the General Manager of the Year award. Vancouver's Mike Gillis, Nashville's David Poley, and Tampa Bay's Steve Yzerman are among the 3 finalists in the 2010-2011 season. Voting for the award was conducted by the NHL's 30 GMs and a panel of NHL executives, print and broadcast media. The winner will be announced on June 22nd in Las Vegas. Rafael Nadal opened his bid for a 6th Barcelona Open title with a dominating 6-1, 6-1 win over Daniel Guimeno Trevar on Wednesday. Nadal will now face San Antonio Gallardo of Colombia in the 3rd round at the outdoor clay court, while 4-seeded David Ferrer and Canadian Milos Raonic will also compete in the 3rd round at the Open. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Katrina Genovese with 91x weather.
It was a wet one in the Quinte area this morning, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up. Rain will continue into this afternoon, but by this evening it's going to burn off. Cloudy overnight, dropping to a chilly low of -6. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods reaching a high of 6 degrees. And heading into the weekend on Friday, more clouds with a high of 9. Right now, it's 4 degrees. I'm Katrina Genovese with Mike Wobshall. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.